Clean Bandit and Zara Larsson with Symphony on Today FM. And before that, of course, we had Khalees and Milkshake. Not particularly sure if I was playing the radio-friendly version of that, by the way. A few naughty words slipping in. I apologise. Any kids in the car? I'm with you until 2:30 this afternoon, and we've been talking about acting your age. Jackie texts in to say, good for her, Al. Go for it. I'm 52, and I feel a lot younger. It's never bothered me, says Jackie. Well, good for you, Jackie. Another group of people who certainly don't act their age are the cast of Mrs. Brown and Mrs. Brown's Boys. How are you getting on, Danny?
How are you, Al? How are you?
Any crack, man?
It's all good. I'm over Newcastle at the moment. I'm on tour.
Yeah, you're halfway through now, are you?
Yeah, we're getting there. We've a few more gigs left. We've Leeds and the O2 in London to do. So we've 3 weeks left, and then we take a little break for a while.
It's absolutely huge, man. I mean,
it is.
This isn't the first. I mean, how many times have you done these arena tours now at this stage?
Oh God, I don't know. We've been doing it for the last 5-6 years.
It's madness.
They just sell out all the time. It's great. We're not complaining.
I know. You're not. No, I've got great numbers here, Danny. I'm looking at, right? If we did quick maths, right? Glasgow, 13,000 by 5. That's 65,000. Birmingham, 16,000 by 5. That's 80,000. Manchester, 21,000 by 2. That's 42,000. Nottingham, 10,000 by 4. That's 40,000. Cardiff, 7,500 by 6. That's 45,000. So already, you have played to 272,000 people.
I'm very impressed with your match. Well,
yeah, that's all off the top of my head, Danny.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, all right? Yeah, it is pretty. I never looked at it like that, but yeah, it is. It's cool.
One thing I'm wondering is, do you reckon your dad will ever act his age, or is he just going to be a messer forever?
Dad's nickname is Peter Pan. He's never going to grow up.
Yeah.
He is a messer, and I don't think he'll ever change. But I don't want them to change.
No, obviously you don't want them to change. All I'm wondering is, in like 20 years, if Brendan doesn't really want to be doing it anymore, are you going to have to put on the dress?
No, we'll probably call you up for that, Al, I think.
I don't know about that.
I'd say you'd be great at playing the other one.
But you actually, it's funny, because how long are you playing Buster now? Like,
I'm doing Buster since I was 16. I'm 34 now this year.
Jesus, isn't that mad? Yeah.
I know, it's mental.
He'll haunt you for your life. You do realise that.
I know. Everybody calls me Buster. So I'm well used to it now.
When you decide to become a serious novelist in your 50s, people are going to be like... I'd love to see you in like a Hugh Grant-like film, like one of these posh films, and you're just like...
Oh, you won't have a word for me, will you? I'd love to see me in one of them movies as well.
Oh, that'd be great. But what did you want to do, Danny? Like, I mean, you kind of...
Like, yeah, well, myself and Paddy do a lot of stuff ourselves. We do a lot of writing ourselves. So I think when Mrs. Brown sort of fades off, which can't be happening for a long bloody time, because we're booked up now till, like, we have Australia in January for 3 months, then we come back and we go to Canada, then we're back and Dad's writing a new Mrs. Brown show.
Yeah.
So we'll be going on tour the UK with that and Ireland, and then we'll be back over to Australia. So we're booked up to, like, 2022, I think.
Jesus Christ.
So, Mrs. Brown, so it'll take a little while for the... I'm just delighted they can pay me mortgage through them, to be honest with you.
Pete, you can do more than pay your bloody mortgage. Don't you be lying to me. And I'm happy for you. Because, you know, it's good for people to do well for themselves. I'm happy for you.
Yeah, I'm delighted for Dad. You know, he worked with Airsoft for years.
I know he did. Sure, I know the stories about him doing writing the gags when he was in the kitchens and then giving them over to Brendan Grace. And I know all the stuff and Jerry Brown and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, so he worked his ass off for years, and he went through the ups and downs, and he never seems to stop him. He always keeps going. He's a workaholic, but he enjoys it. He absolutely loves it, so I'm delighted for him. And I want to just keep going on forever. He doesn't have to work anymore.
You know, I'm a fan of the show, right? And I've always supported you, and I love you. And not that you need my support, but one question I have is: people always write about, is Mrs. Brown and Boys, and you know, is it good comedy? Is it bad comedy? Whatever. One question I have for you is, Danny: are you a fan of comedy? Like, what comedy do you like?
I love comedy. Of course, I like all sorts of comedy. I think with Mrs. Brown's Boys, it's not clever comedy. I think comedy's gone very... You have to think about the joke to get it these days. With Mrs. Brown, you can see the joke coming from a mile away.
Yeah,
I think people sort of like that. That's the type of comedy I like. I like Fawlty Towers. I like Only Fools and Horses.
Yeah. You like the traditional stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I like all that stuff, yeah. But I think comedy is sort of, I don't know what, listen, if I knew what it was, I'd bag it and sell it. you know what I mean? You know yourself, people are going to love it, people are going to hate it, but...
No, but I was always just curious about what you liked, you know what I mean? In case you were going to go, you know, oh, I actually like Stuart Lee, and I go, oh, Jesus, that makes no sense. it's good to know you like the same stuff as me. Danny, you are bagging it and you are selling it. Soon to come, we've got Newcastle Arena, Leeds Arena, London O2, the Liverpool Arena, Sheffield, and then once you do Dublin's Tree Arena, you'll have played to 640,000 people, and that's before you do Australia and all the other places. So,
that's
look,
crazy.
Man, the best of luck with it.
Dublin as well. We're doing the last show of the tour. We're in Dublin. We always finish up in Dublin in the Tree Arena. Or what's it called now?
It's called the Tree, Tree Arena.
They always keep changing the name. so on the last show, it's a charity show.
Oh.
So it would be good to get that absolutely sold out. And that's only after going on sale lately. So
Where are you giving the money to?
I don't. It's between a couple of charities, so
okay.
I couldn't tell you off my head. But he's given all the money from all the ticket sales. Everything's going to charity on that Sunday.
Well,
so if we can get that sold out, that'd be amazing.
Absolutely, and very generous of you. And your dad's always generous, and yous are all very generous. I see Rory giving money away left, right, and centre. You're going to have to be a bit louder about your charity work, Danny. All right?
I'll try.
No, man. As always, great to catch up with you, and best of luck with the rest of the tour. And never act your age. All right.
I'll try.
Okay.
We'll talk to you, buddy.
Talk to you later, man. Cheers. Bye.
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 This is Al Porter on Today FM.